Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis as the Bitcoin bulls battle to reclaim $30,000. And breaking news just in, U.S. Congressman Richie Torres asked the SEC chairman, Gary Gensler, to stop its assault on crypto and says that cryptocurrencies are not securities. I'm also going to be sharing with you a Bitcoin price target of $120,000, as well as Valkyrie's spot Bitcoin ETF enters the SEC's NASDAQ rulemaking list. We'll also be discussing the judge ordering Ripple and the SEC to schedule a settlement conference, as well as trillions of dollars can flow into crypto amid ridiculous levels of innovation, says Skybridge Capital's Anthony Scaramucci. We'll also be discussing quant analyst Plan B and his $50,000 target along with his timeline. I'm also going to be sharing with you the latest from ARK Invest's Kathy Wood. She was recently interviewed by Bloomberg yesterday, and I transcribed that interview in which she shares, "My bull case for Bitcoin is $1.5 million per coin, and our confidence has actually increased." Max Kaiser responded, "Correction, $1.5 million is the bear case for Bitcoin." We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Welcome everyone just tuning in. This is pod episode number 1345. I'm your host, JV, and today is July 18th, 2023. Let's kick off today's show with our market watch. We can see Bitcoin currently correcting down 0.5%, maintaining just above 29,700. We have Ether barely in the green, trading just under 1900, while XRP is in the green, and BNB, Solana, Dogecoin, and Cardano all correcting and in the red. I appreciate the super chat contributions coming in. Thank you, Michael Volkman. You're the man. Now, checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap sits just under $1.2 trillion, with roughly $33 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance is 48.4%, with the Ether dominance at 19.1%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, SUI up 8%, trading above 75 cents, followed by ApeCoin up 4.5%, trading above $2, followed by TonCoin up almost 4%, trading at $1.40. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, a sea of red, unfortunately, as the market has been correcting over the past 48 hours. And checking out the crypto greed and fear index, today we're rated a 56 in greed, yesterday a 54, last week a 57, and last month was a 49, which is neutral. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish on the king crypto? Let me know in the comments right down below. And how many of you took advantage of this recent dip sub 30,000? Also, let me know, put a BTFD in the live chat. And with that being shared, fam, now let's break down today's Bitcoin technical analysis. Check out the charts and what's popping with the king crypto. Whoa, and I don't know where that audio is coming from. Let me make sure I shut some of these things here on my screen. Hopefully that doesn't come back. But anyways, fam, here we go. Bitcoin targeted a new month-to-date low at the July 18th Wall Street Open as the bulls refused to give up at $30,000 support. As you can see here in the Bitcoin one-hour candle chart.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin price action dropping after a modest rebound of 29.6, its worst level in July thus far. Little sign of upward momentum and a waning relative strength index, better known as the RSI, offered a little hope for those seeking to return to range highs. And quoting crypto analyst Rec Capital, the weekly close below the higher low will confirm this loss. And as long as this higher low acts as resistance, then 29,300 could be next. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. And I got a lot of BTFDs in the live chat. That is what's up. Keep stacking them sats on the low. And another analyst shared the following. This is Titan of Crypto. Bitcoin is gearing up for its next big move. Send it. Let's go. Smooth hiking ASHI candles flip green on the 3-week time frame. Probably nothing. And he shares this chart alongside of it. And another one looking for something like this on Bitcoin. Hope everyone has a good start to their week. Word up. And quoting another analyst by the name of Jelly, while Bitcoin consolidates below resistance, the RSI is almost fully reset. Find some bid here at support and we can go for another test of major resistance level. Again, let me know if you agree or disagree. And continuing on the RSI theme, here's what Scott Melker had to share. Quoting him here, the daily chart showed a massive overbought bearish divergence, my favorite top signal. This built up for multiple divergences and has not been invalidated. Usually this pushed the RSI back to oversold. Halfway there thus far. Let's freaking go. Now I want to share with you, besides this breaking news, which I think is good news, U.S. Congressman Richie Torres asking SEC Chairman No Clarity Gary to stop his assault on crypto, saying that cryptocurrencies are not securities. So there you have it. If you'd like to see Gary Gensler get replaced or, audited or put in jail, put a big fat one in the live chat or in the main comment section right down below. And here's a awesome prediction from an analyst by the name of Geoff Kendrick, predicting a bullish future for Bitcoin with a potential price target of $120,000 and a 67% jump to $50,000 this year. Let me know if you agree or disagree that Bitcoin is likely to hit $50,000 by the end of 2023. And Max chimed in with his response, $220,000 in play, and points out that El Salvador is looking to unify Central America under a Bitcoin standard, and that is his current recommendation, getting lots of traction. So there you have it. Let me know if you are just as bullish and think we can see $50,000. I think it's very possible and doable, highly probable this year, especially considering 2024, the Bitcoin halving is set to occur probably sometime between April and May, and you couldn't be more bullish around that time. You know what I mean? So yeah, let's freaking go. And now for the latest regarding spot Bitcoin ETF applications, the latest coming from Valkyrie. I'm going to break down the latest in what's happening. The US SEC accepted Valkyrie's Bitcoin ETF proposal for official review. So we got it accepted from BlackRock. And now this one next. Game theory in full effect. Let's go. According to data from the SEC's NASDAQ rulemaking list, Valkyrie's proposal for a spot Bitcoin ETF entered the official docket July 17th. Valkyrie's listing on the docket is the second spot Bitcoin ETF proposal being considered by the SEC. It came days after the SEC published the BlackRock spot Bitcoin ETF proposal on July 13th. That's a mouthful of words, and you can see the evidence of that right here. This filing is Valkyrie's second attempt to launch a spot Bitcoin ETF in the United States.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The family investment fund previously proposed listing the Valkyrie Bitcoin Trust on the New York Stock Exchange back in January of 2001. In response to regulatory pushback from the SEC, Valkyrie was still able to launch a futures-based Bitcoin ETF in October of 2021. And in the attached notice, the SEC deputy, Matthew DeLisle-Dernier, mentioned that the NASDAQ refiled for a proposal rule change, allowing the listing for a spot Bitcoin ETF by Valkyrie on July 3rd. Let's go. Quoting him here, the trust will only hold Bitcoin Bitcoin and will from time to time issue baskets in exchange for deposits of Bitcoin and to distribute Bitcoins in connection with redemptions of baskets. So according to the SEC data, the public can submit their feedback on the Valkyrie Spot Bitcoin ETF proposal during the 21-day comment period or until August 7th. However, the SEC has up to 45 days from the time of publication of the notice in the Federal Register within a longer period of up to 90 days to approve or disprove the rule change. Let me know if you feel this is likely to get approved. And it's interesting. I think the ticker may be BRR, which we all know is Money Printer Go. Now, the renewed optimism over the spot Bitcoin ETFs have fueled by BlackRock refiling for the spot Bitcoin ETF on June 29th. And previously, we also have ARK Invest Management, who filed an app for a spot Bitcoin ETF in April. And Cathie Wood says they're first in line. And that has became the third try to get such a product approved by the SEC. I feel it is destiny and only a matter of time, but I'd love to know your thoughts. Which spot Bitcoin ETF in the United States do you feel will likely get accepted first? If I was a betting man, I'd go with BlackRock just because of their history. They have a 575-1 track record with the SEC on getting their ETF applications approved. Also, considering BlackRock is like the largest asset manager in the world, they say they control over $10 trillion worth of assets, which ultimately means they control the world. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. But let me know your thoughts in the comments. And at the end of the show, I'll be reading everyone's comments out loud. And with that being shared, now for the latest, we all know the SEC had an ongoing lawsuit against XRP and Ripple Labs for the past 3 years. They finally concluded, Judge Torres, that Ripple/XRP was not being sold on exchanges as a unregistered security, as Gary Gensler and the SEC has claimed. However, it was a partial victory because they did claim that it was being sold as unregistered security. However, according to Brad Garlinghouse, their CEO, it's a massive win for not only XRP, but for the entire crypto community. And now Judge Torres wants them to reach a settlement, which I find very interesting. So let's break this down. Judge NetBurns' directive is significant as it indicates a potential opportunity for both parties to engage in productive discussions and explore the possibility of a settlement. However, do note it's important that the judge's suggestion does not guarantee an imminent resolution to the case. As clarified by legal experts, the parties must first decide if they believe a settlement conference would be productive.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
At this stage, quitting them here, it means that if they do decide on a date, it'll have to be scheduled 6 to 8 weeks in advance of the desired date. Due to the court's busy schedule, he explained, while the court urges both Ripple and the SEC to explore settlement possibilities, the decision ultimately rests with the involved parties. There is a possibility that one or both sides may decline. Could you see Gary Gensler wanting to make a settlement? Interesting, right? But the court's recommendation highlights the importance of considering alternative paths to resolution. Quitting them again, they will likely schedule one so as not to anger the court, but it will go about as well as the last two settlement conferences before it went. Settlements only happen when both parties finally reach the compromise each can stomach, pro-XRP attorney commented with a touch of skepticism. Settlement negotiations require a delicate balance as each party must reach a compromise that aligns with their respective interests. And remarkably, Judge NetBurns has been engaged in the case since its inception. She rendered a crucial ruling in favor of Ripple against the SEC in a significant development. The judge issued an order compelling the SEC to relinquish the highly contentious Hinman docs, which encompassed the draft version of William Hinman's speech delivered on June 14th, 2018. And as a result of the partial victory in the lawsuit, guess what? XRP price surge to roughly 75 cents, which is where we're currently at. How many of you are currently bullish on XRP, and do you feel they're likely to reach a settlement agreement? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And with that being shared, now let's discuss trillions coming into the market as per Skybridge Capital, Anthony Scaramucci. A shout out to the Mooch. Then we'll dive into this $50,000 Bitcoin price prediction for this year in 2023, followed by the latest from Cathie Wood and why she feels more bullish than ever that her $1.5 million Bitcoin price prediction is to come true, as she has more confidence than she had before. And I transcribed that interview just for you, word for word, here in the show. Then we'll dive into our live Q&A. So yeah, let's break down these trillions coming soon, as per Anthony Scaramucci. In a London Real interview with podcaster Brian Rose, Scaramucci says that crypto has the potential to be more efficient and cost effective than traditional financial systems. Yeah, duh. And for that reason, digital assets will ultimately gain much wider adoption. The hedge fund exec talks about the statements of Mark Anderson, the co-founder of investment firm Anderson Horowitz, who explained how crypto and blockchain tech could disrupt the traditional financial system. Quoting him here: "The blockchain and crypto and Web3 could be bigger than the internet itself. And if you actually understand what's happening, and Mark Anderson said this better than me, he invented the Netscape browser and is a big part of Web1. He said, okay, this is bigger than Web1. Why? Because it's going to disintermediate transactions. It's going to take third parties out of the system. There's going to be a lot of costless things that happen where fees that were once charged by banks and other intermediaries won't be able to be charged because the technology is so good. We don't trust each other. But if you have technology that you don't need to trust each other, and you have this trustless bilateral system where I can transfer value to you, you can transfer value to me without a third party, there will be ridiculous levels of cost savings, and there will be ridiculous levels of economic innovation that get unleashed. Word up. And according to Scaramucci, the total market cap of cryptos could increase by more than four times its current value, which is currently just under 1.2 trillion in just a matter of years. Quoting the Mooch here, "I am here to tell you that 5 years from now or 10 years from now, the stock market will be higher. The NASDAQ will be higher. There will be greater growth in the crypto space. ARK Invest CEO Cathie Wood will likely be right in terms of price appreciation." Shout out to Cathie Wood. "This $900 billion of total market cap could be $3 trillion, $4 trillion, $5 trillion over the next couple of years, and I want to be a part of it." So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Skybridge Capital's Anthony Scaramucci, and that trillions will be ushered in into the market. I feel it's a given, especially with the approval of a spot Bitcoin ETF. Literally $30 trillion can come pouring right into Bitcoin overnight. Just saying. And you know what that would do to the price action, right? And to watch this interview he did with London Real's Brian Rose, check the show notes below the video in the description. And now, and we do have 200 live viewers on right now, so shout out to each and every one of you in the live chat. Make sure to say hello. All you need to do to participate is make sure you're signed into your YouTube channel. Then you can smash the like, you can subscribe, and drop some comments. I appreciate that. Now let's discuss this $50,000 forecast from Plan B, the creator of the Bitcoin stock the flow model, as well as his timeline. Here we go. While he followed crypto analysts, says Bitcoin can land somewhere between 40 and 50,000 in the coming months. In a new strategy session, the quant analyst Plan B tells his YouTube subs that he envisions the king crypto surging in price as Bitcoin approaches its next halving event. TikTok next block. Let's freaking go. The halving is an event where the Bitcoin block rewards are cut in half, which happens every 4 years. Here's quoting Plan B. "The big question is, what will the price of Bitcoin be at the 2024 April halving?" Great question, right? "We can try and estimate that from only this 200-week moving average. The 200-week moving average increases currently at about $500 a month. So 9 times 500 will be 4,500. And Bitcoin's 200-week moving average right now is a little under 28,000. So 28,000 plus 4,000 as well. $32,000, which is the 200-week moving average at the halving, approximately. And Bitcoin would be above that, right? And usually it would be like 50% above that, which would indicate a range of Bitcoin at the halving between $40,000 and $50,000 per coin. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this target. Now, last month, the analyst said there is an indicator suggesting that the top crypto asset is prime for a bull run. And at that time, Plan B said the Bitcoin price moving above its two-year realized cost price historically signals that the king crypto is about to spark a rally. So let's spark it, shall we? Happy 420, by the way. Bitcoin's realized cost price is a metric that gets the average value of Bitcoin supply calculated at the price at which the coins were last moved. Bitcoin currently trading just under 30,000 at the time of this recording. So a surge to Plan B's predicted range would be roughly a 31 to 64% increase for the king crypto. And to watch this video that he did entitled Bitcoin 40 to 50,000 at the 2024 halving, check the show notes below the video in the description. And now, for the moment you have all been waiting for, let's discuss the latest from Cathie Wood. She was just interviewed by Bloomberg on TV. I transcribed this prediction because I love predictions. That's why we share them each and every day here on the channel, 7 days a week, 365 days per year. And if you love that, let me know in the comments. So yeah, here's word for word coming directly from Kathy Wood as of July 17th, 2023. Her interview transcribed, which I did right here. Here we go. We went to a bear base and bull. Oh, okay. Let me reword that. We went to a bear base and a bull case. So our bull case is $1.5 million. The base case is $682,000. Now, one reason internally our confidence has increased towards the bull case is because what's happening during the regional bank crisis back in March, what happened as regional banks are going bankrupt and the stocks are imploding across the board for KRE, Bitcoin rallied from $19,000 to $30,000. Approximately where we're currently at. Now, why did that happen? That was a flight to safety. That is the insurance policy that we are talking about that we believe everyone will want at the end of the day. Insurance policy against two things: confiscation of wealth, either directly or by inflation or the deflation world. What is the hedge against? It's a hedge against counterparty risk. We won't have in 2008, 2009 with Bitcoin, everything is decentralized and transparent. No obfuscation. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with her. And I also want to share with you this chart. I find this very helpful for those of you who are visual. It shows you the bull case for Bitcoin as per Kathy Woods and ARK Invest. And it shows you here the bear case, which is 258,000. We have the base case, 682,000. But just note, the targets are for 2030, not next year, not 2024. Just want to be clear here. This is for the year 2030, which is ultimately two halvings away. And then for the infamous bullish case with the 2030 price target, which shows 1.48 million. So rounding up, we'd say roughly $1.5 million per coin. And Max Kaiser just retweeted the following in regards to Kathy Wood speaking on Bloomberg in this interview and says, correction, $1.5 million is the bear case for Bitcoin. And again, show you bear case of ARK Invest, 258,000. Bear case for Max Kaiser, $1.5 million per coin. Who do you think will most likely be right by the year 2030? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.